What if reality is not reality at all? What if the Matrix is true? What if there really is a blue pill and a red pill? What if you could improve your intuition? What if you could understand your gut feeling? What if you could understand how to be healthier, more mindful? What if you could make quantum leaps? What if you could travel at the speed of thought? These are all questions that are answered in The Reality Revolution, the book by Brian Scott. Okay, I know a lot of that sounds pretty woo. There's some sci-fi. There's so many elements to this book, it's really kind of hard to unpack. But I will say this, it resonated with me from this standpoint for sure. So I'm Jason Wright, by the way, host of The Jason Wright Show, and you have just somehow found your way to the Vitruvian Book Review, I think number 40 for the year 2021. And the motto of my show is improve always in all ways. It's this idea of making small incremental changes in every aspect of our life, our mindfulness, our nutrition, our physical fitness, our relationships, our spiritual life, constantly making small improvements to improve always, always being proven, always be improving in all ways. That's the motto of the show. And this book really resonated with me because of that, because there's so much packed in. There's everything from law of attraction, manifestation. There's a little bit of Tony Robbins involved. Are you into sci-fi? I'm not really into sci-fi, but it's in here. There's names that those of you like I, as a matter of fact, there's a Vitruvian Book Review on Dawson Church's book, Bliss Brain. There's Dawson Church information in here. There's some Stephen Kotler, if you've studied flow, or again, I think I have at least three of Stephen Kotler's books reviewed on the channel right now. So if you understand or want to know more about flow, it's in there. Breath work. There's some finger. I don't know if the fingerprints of James Nestor are in this book, but it sure seemed like it. The author of Breath, which is also reviewed on this channel. So there was so much information in this book that had a correlation to things I had already read, that I had already found important. And in fact, if you just go through this channel and look at some of my past book reviews on these different topics, you'll find a lot of the information in this book. So I got to say, and I think I've said this on the channel before, one of the things I really look for in a book is that it has high utility value. So what the heck do I mean by that? Well, I want it to be useful. How can I actually use this? Am I going to just put this book away and go, yeah, that was entertaining. There was some cool info in there. A few nuggets I may hang on to, go back to. Or is it going to be something that I truly, truly start to implement into my daily life? Were there exercises, practices, things that I could truly take away and go, that could have an impactful change on my life? I got to say, this book had that impact. There are things in here that I think I will actually implement right away. Here is one of the best, in my opinion. I thought this was just a cool exercise. I've read versions of this before, but I like the way Brian spelled it out. So in my endeavor to improve always and always, I'm trying to always imagine the person that I'm trying to become. Doesn't mean I don't like myself. It doesn't mean I don't love myself, but I'm trying to improve. I want to be healthier. I want to be more mindful. I want to be more calm. I want to respond to rejections and insults better. I don't want to argue. I want to solve problems. And to do that, I have to imagine a better version of myself. We all do, and we all should. And so one of the exercises described in the book, which I will absolutely put into practice, is to, all right, so let's just kind of go through this right now. If you would, think about who you truly want to become, how you want to react in negotiations. Let's say you're a real estate agent. Let's say you've had deals go bad, and you know that whenever someone rejects your client's offer, and you've said, are you nuts? Do you understand what properties are selling for? Or your spouse reacts in a certain way. What are you talking about? You don't like this shirt. You're the one that bought me this shirt. Okay, there's instances where you want to be able to just react perfectly calm in a positive light. Imagine who that is. If there's someone out there that you go, they always respond the right way, or they really seem to have a lot of wisdom. I want to be like that. Whatever the future you that you're trying to develop, whoever that is, now get that picture in your mind. And now go back to a time where you did not react the way you wanted to. And take the new you and squeeze it into that time in history and react the way that you would should that reoccur today. That's very powerful. It's a great way, because what it does is it takes a real life incident that your mind still has, still there. It takes the new you that you're developing and makes it real and pops it into this place in time and lets you see, like watching a movie, watching you rehearse the way you would if you were able to take that real life instance back and do it with the new you. What about how you treat money? How you think of money? What are your thoughts around money? Is wealth a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Or are you neutral to money? Does money have energy to it? Does money have, does it have desire? Does, like, whenever you have money, does it want to be multiplied? Does it want to be spent on things that are of value, that are worthwhile? What are the thoughts about money? Is it just dirty paper? Is it just a, you know, kind of this psychological thing that really isn't real? The book gives you some understanding of how to truly dig into understanding how you view money. Not so that you can become wealthy and rich, and because what the hell does that mean anyway? Another thing the book does is gives you some good strategies on figuring out what wealth really means to you. Is it health? Is it contentment? See, you know, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, you name it, at Infinitum, these guys have said for years, the money in and of itself isn't that big of a deal. It's what you associate the money with. It's the thing that you think, and that I think, I'm not saying you, I think, we think, the money will gain us that makes us want to go after the money. So here's a cool paradigm shift that Brian Scott outlines in the book. Don't just think about the money, having this amazing sum of money. Instead, focus on the things that you would have if you had all the money that you needed and you wanted. What would those things be? Because here's the amazing thing about the brain. And I think I've said it before on the channel. I know I've given talks on this before. We have in the back of our brain a reticular activating system. Your RAS is amazing. It's constantly scanning the world for whatever you have told consciously your brain to look for. Subconsciously, it's going to look for those things. Here's an example. It's the oldest example that's ever used, but it's true. I'm going to personalize it a little bit. So let's say that you've decided that you want to buy a white Toyota Camry. I can guarantee you everywhere you turn, you will start seeing white Toyota Camrys. That's your reticular activating system picking up on something that you have placed a great deal of importance on. It's going to start looking for that. For whatever reason, my daughters and I at one point started noticing red FJ Cruisers everywhere. Once that became a thing, now our brain knows we have this commonality. And so our brain is subconscious. It's scanning the horizon at all times, making note of every red FJ Cruiser. So there's an importance of some sort placed subconsciously. The fact that my daughters and I are always noticing them, my brain picks up on that and so notices every time we see an FJ Cruiser. It's weird. That's what happens with money and having the things that you want. It's not about, let me go figure out how to get the job to make all this money or do this this scheme to, you know, make a ton of cash. Instead, tell your brain, this is what I want. I want a farm where I can grow my own chickens and I can have this perfect workout studio where I breathe clean air. And then what'll happen is your mind will start looking for, instead of the money, it will start looking for the opportunities that can bring you the money to have the farm. Does that make sense? That's one of the greatest lessons I think that comes through this book. I can tell you a real life example for me where this came into practice back whenever I didn't even know what a reticular activating system was. I'm trying to buy my first company. It's a real estate firm. I'm 28 years old at the time. And it's in a town I'd never lived in, had no family, no friends. And by the way, I was not in the real estate industry at the time. I was just in corporate America doing management consulting, trying to get the hell out of the corporate grind. My daughters were 2 and 3 at the time. I was traveling. I wanted to get out. So see, it wasn't about money for me. It was a life I wanted to live. So I started looking for businesses to buy. I found one in where I've lived now for nearly 20 years, Tyler, Texas. And I negotiate the deal. The only problem is I had no way to pay for it. But I knew I wanted a house close to my office. I did not want to travel for work any longer. I knew that the life I wanted to live, I wanted to be home for my daughters. I wanted to have my own business. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to get myself into a position where I could have my own small business and work on that and thus give me other opportunities for other entrepreneurial ventures. These are all the things I was telling myself I wanted. I journaled it. I wrote down, these are the things I want. None of them had money attached. These are the things I want for my life. One night in Houston, Texas, I'm driving home from work. And I'm listening to a Carlton Sheets real estate tape, which for those of you who don't know who Carlton Sheets is, he used to be on infomercials over and over and over. I mean, he rivaled Tony Robbins on telling people how to buy real estate with no money down. So I'm listening to this tape, and all of a sudden he talks about how you can use the owner's equity in their property to buy their property from them. Okay, I won't get into the weeds and how you do that, but essentially you go to your bank and you say, hey, this seller has property paid for, free and clear. It's worth 200 grand. All I want is 100,000. And the bank, well, a lot of times they're going to do it, but they're going to take first position. As long as the seller is willing to take a second lien to be the second lien holder on the deal, and the bank gets to be in first position, which can be hard to negotiate, but can it be done? Yep, because that's what I did. The only reason why I applied that, because what had happened in the negotiations of the company I was trying to buy, the seller had told me the office building that I would be buying with the company, they only owed like $56,000 on it. It was worth like 400 grand. I didn't have 56,000 or 100 grand to spend on this company. So I'm like, how am I going to make this work? But my reticular activating system automatically said, hey, what that guy is saying, this Carlton Sheets dude is telling you, it can be applied to the company you're trying to buy. So what I ended up doing is leveraging the entire acquisition. There was enough equity in that building to pull out, pay off the seller's note. He did. He didn't want to at first, but he eventually wanted to sell his company bad enough that he took the second position. I took that cash. I walked away from the closing table. Again, I know you can actually buy my book on Amazon.com. This is not a plug for the book, but you can go and buy Jason, my push play, taking your life off pause. And it talks about how I entered the life of life design, life blueprinting, and entrepreneurship. And I tell this whole story in detail of how I pulled this off at 28 with no money, bought my first company, walked away from the closing table with $90,000 in working capital in my pocket. Crazy. I had no idea at the time, but what I was doing is I was activating my reticular activating system to look for the opportunities, not the money. You see, it wasn't money that was the cure for me being able to purchase this building. It was the capital structure, where it was and how to put the puzzle together that allowed me to pull this off. Those are the sorts of things that Brian Scott talks about in this book. Again, there were so many instances of different books that I've read that have really had significant impact on my health, my well-being, both from a neurological standpoint, an emotional standpoint, a spiritual standpoint, just how I view the world that came up in this book. one of my toughest battles I've had in recent memory is trusting my intuition, trusting my gut. I had lost due to some random business decisions, a run for Congress that failed, should I have ever done that, where I completely went against my gut feeling. All these led to me thinking, can I trust my gut? Can I trust my intuition? There are exercises in this book that will help you realize how to first understand the value of intuition, understand how to filter the noise out that will immediately try to come in and squish your gut reactions, your gut feelings. That which you know is probably the proper reaction, the proper decision. I mean, think about it. How many times has someone said, do you want to do this? And your initial reaction is, yeah, absolutely. But then with time to think, you go, nah. Now, sometimes that can be a good deal. I mean, right? Those intuitions can lead to some very expensive impulse purchases that we don't need. Okay. So that's a bad example. But a good example is, do I take this job or not? And your initial reaction is, absolutely. For me, absolutely, I should go buy this company in Tyler, Texas, where I've never lived. I have no family, I have no friends, I have no net worth in an industry I know nothing about. Absolutely, you should do that because this is going to get you out of corporate America. But then all of a sudden, the other things start to creep in. What if you go broke? How are you going to feed those girls? What about health insurance? You're self-employed now, you won't have any. What if you hate it there? All these things. Now, here's why I think I was able to pull that off at 28. I was 28. I was pretty arrogant, pretty cocky. Hadn't lived a lot of life yet. 28 years of life. Yeah, it's a little, you know, maybe a little over a quarter of life these days. I plan to live to at least be 100. The older you get, the harder it gets to follow that intuition because we know so much. Wisdom is good. Wisdom brings experience, but also wisdom brings a lot of holding us back because the anecdotal worst case scenario will come and just swallow the dream, swallow the goal, and squelch that visceral gut reaction that is there for a reason. Remember, there are more neuroreceptors in your gut than in your brain. That gut feeling, it's real. It's part of our ancestry. So as you can see, I'm pretty pumped about the book, the topics covered, the way it's covered. And if you happen to stumble upon this channel and you watch this review, and you have contact with Brian Scott, then please let Brian know. I would absolutely love to have a conversation with him on the Jason Wright Show. There are so many things I would love to bring to the Jason Wright Show audience that is in this book, short of reading the book to you. I'd like for you to hear from the author himself to tell the story of whenever he had a break-in and was shot and his life was there, thus changed forever. But until that day comes, which, by the way, Brian Scott, if you're out there, if somehow this gets to you or if someone you know suggests this to you, please consider coming on the Jason Wright Show. But until that happens, I highly recommend you grab the book, read it with an open mind, okay? I am the most grounded, logical guy you'll ever meet. But let me tell you something. What a lot of people call woo is really things they just don't understand. And there's nothing crazy in here. I didn't go on some, you know, weird fast for 20 days and where I didn't bathe and I did like Jack Dorsey and drank salt water every morning and grew, I don't have a crazy beard and a nose ring and or any tattoos you don't see as a result of this book. Nothing like that. It's just a book that makes you go, wow, what if you really can do what this book says, which is the mind-blowing movement to hack your reality? What if what we think is real, what we just accept as real and every day and the norm, what if we can take just one little step, move just one little direction? What dominoes would that line up? What dominoes would fall? Do we have thousands and thousands and thousands of different portals for which we can walk through each and every day. You know, it kind of reminds me, if you've ever seen the movie Sliding Doors, as a matter of fact, that's a great idea. You should go watch Sliding Doors and watch what one tiny little decision, the profound impact that can have on multiple lives. It's an old movie with Gwyneth Paltrow. Fantastic. Probably came out somewhere. I think I watched it when I was in college, so probably somewhere around 95, 96. Great film. And it'll show you, it'll illustrate. So if you take that and you start to think about, what if I started to make small decisions, take small decisions a little more seriously, learn my intuition, what if I could alter the reality that I currently know? Pretty powerful stuff, pretty cool. I think you'll enjoy it. So with that, hey, do me a favor, please tune in to The Jason Wright Show. It's on iTunes, Spotify. You can go to, it's named, my media company is Texas Titans Media, so you can go to texttitans.blog. You can listen there. I try to upload as many of the episodes I can right here on the YouTube channel. Please subscribe. I'd be grateful. Leave some comments on some of this stuff. If you've experienced any of this, please leave some comments. Let's get the algorithms going and get people talking about these different things. It's just cool stuff to geek out on. How can we alter our reality? How can we make the Matrix real right now? It's pretty fun stuff. And so check that out. And then also, please subscribe to my newsletter. The Jason Wright personal newsletter is called The Vitruvian Letter. Why is it The Vitruvian Letter? That's because I was reading Walter Isaacson's biography on Leonardo da Vinci and first learned about Vitruvian Man, which is the guy, the scientific or the anatomy drawing that you see everywhere, the guy that looks like he's doing jumping jacks. There really was no Vitruvian Man. It's named after an architect during the era of Augustus. I won't get into the details of all that, but anyway, it was Leonardo da Vinci's attempt to draw the perfectly proportioned man. And so I thought, well, that's kind of cool. What if I use that as a muse to create the perfectly proportioned human being? What if that became my goal? And so thus, in that endeavor, it became improve always in all ways in trying to etch out this perfect proportion. And then so I named the newsletter The Vitruvian. The whole Vitruvian project started, which the podcast is part of that. I was actually going to name it The Vitruvian podcast, but no one could remember how to spell it. So it's just the newsletter. It snuck in there on the newsletter. I left it there. So please go to jasonrightnow.com, subscribe to the newsletter. It's just a repository where I take all this stuff. I have the book reviews there. I usually write at least one long form article about something I'm studying or I'm geeking out on or researching. It's just bite size. It's once a week. I don't overwhelm your inbox. I'm not going to do that. And also, as the show is growing, I'm getting more promo codes and discounts on some really cool gear and stuff that I like to keep me healthy. Zero Shoes, Trinidad Jeans, which is the official black tee of the Jason Wright Show. So all these sorts of things. I think it's a good newsletter, and I would really be grateful if you would check it out. But until then, The Reality Revolution, check it out. And again, Brian Scott, come on, dude. Come on the show. Respond to my emails. Respond to my DMs. I'd really love to have a conversation. Thanks for listening.